From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Andrea Bates reading the sixth Samantha Sweet mystery, Sweets Galore, by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Samantha Sweet stood before her full-length mirror. Champagne silk, with ivory lace insets, the tiered skirt that skimmed the floor, the tiny rows of pearls, so beautiful, except for the way the fabric puckered around her midsection. She moaned in frustration. "This fit perfectly 6 months ago. What happened?" Her friend Rupert Penrick tugged at the two halves of the zipper, but they were inches away from meeting in the back.
"Oh, it's just off a little, and it's late in the day. Everyone gets a little puffy late in the day."
"I'm getting married in the afternoon," Sam said. "In 1 week, how am I ever going to manage this?" Kelly's eyes met Sam's in the mirror, then edged away to look at the errant zipper.
"I know this fabulous spa in Santa Fe," Rupert said. "A week there and you'll drop those pounds like magic."
"Mom, I don't want to sound like a downer here, but dropping 20 pounds in a week is going to take more than a steady diet of carrot sticks. I'll get you a guest membership at my gym." "How could I have let this happen?" She turned sideways to get a look at the hopeless situation. This dress had been a perfect fit back in February, when she and Beau originally planned their wedding at Valentine's Day. But the inevitable delay, due to circumstances beyond her control, stress, not watching her diet, the temptations of all those baked goodies right there in front of her every day. She stood tall and sucked in her breath, but there was no way the zipper would close, not without drastic action. "At least veils don't have sizes," Kelly offered, holding up the froth of tulle that matched the champagne tone of the dress. "That doesn't help," Sam said, although she knew the veil would look good now that she had let her short hair grow out a little. "Okay, let me get back into my other clothes. I'll have to figure something out." She shooed the others out of her bedroom and peeled the dress down over her hips. A dozen possibilities flitted through her mind. Wear something else for the wedding. Have this dress altered, starve for a week, and then hold her breath through the ceremony. The one thing she could not do was postpone the wedding again. Beau would start to wonder how serious she really was about their marriage, and that would be bad enough. But her mother would kill her. After pressing Sam to the date this past summer, Nina Ray had reinforced her troops with relatives from all over the place. Members of the Sweet family from Texas, Colorado, and Oklahoma were congregating in Taos next weekend, and there would be a wedding. Sam let out a sigh and slipped into jeans and a loose blouse. When she walked into the kitchen, Kelly was pouring hot water over a teabag in a cup. "Here. This is supposed to reduce water retention," she said, handing the cup to Sam. "Rupert had to go. Said he's on some kind of deadline with his editor." Rupert Penrick secretly wrote steamy romance novels under the pen name Victoria Devane and downplayed the fact that he was perpetually on the bestseller lists. Sam had frequently wondered what Victoria's readers would think if they knew the pink-clad blonde in the author photos was a model, and that the real writer was a male, nearly 6 feet tall, with flowing gray collar-length hair, who at 2:20 filled a room wearing his signature blousy purple shirts and scarves that probably cost what Sam earned in a week. At least he usually offered sound fashion advice. She debated actually taking him up on the offer to visit that Santa Fe spa, but instantly discarded it. Even if she could afford the place, which was doubtful, there was no way she could take off the next week from her two jobs. Between breaking into houses and running a bakery, life was running at full speed right now. She looked up at Kelly. "I need to teach you the finer points of picking locks," she said, "just in case a new assignment comes along. I haven't been away for 2 straight weeks since I took that job."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?